This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. On our program today, we're joined by David Pike. David is with Mitchell County Safe Place, a domestic violence organization. Welcome, David. This week, we continue our series on the basics of domestic violence, which we started several weeks ago. How about a recap for us of what we discussed?
Well, we've talked about a couple of things. We said that domestic violence can be either psychological abuse or physical abuse, and that psychological abuse is the verbal abuse and put-downs, and that physical abuse can be anything ranging from, on one end, pushing and shoving, progressing to hitting, or on the other end, to actual assault with a weapon, and anywhere on that spectrum. And that's a crime, we said, and that can be dealt with by the law. Someone has been victimized, that is a crime, and you can take legal action against somebody. We also said that a couple of things that a victim can do. She can call 911 and have the abuser arrested, and she can also help with prosecution in a court of law if she so desires. Also, we talked over the last couple of weeks about how domestic violence is a cycle of violence, and that there are phases. There's a tension phase where there's some psychological abuse and buildup of tension. There's an abuse phase where the violence takes place. And then finally, there's a honeymoon phase where the abuser tries to make amends for what he's done and tries to make things all better again. And we said over time that the violence gets more intense and that the cycles get more frequent.
David, we also talked about the options that the victim has. What can a victim do who's in a violent relationship?
Well, I used to say that if I were a victim of domestic violence, that the abuser had better beware when he went to sleep, because I'd get my .357 Magnum and that would put an end to that situation. But over this past weekend, I had an opportunity to take a course where we dealt with some of the legal aspects of using a deadly weapon in North Carolina. What I found out was that there's really only three cases where deadly force is justified in the state of North Carolina. The first is you have to be in immediate threat of death. Two is immediate serious bodily harm. Or three, for a woman, I guess, to be in immediate threat of sexual assault. And any other deadly force can result in some criminal charges being put against you. I'll give you two vignettes that they gave us in talking about this. One was a case where a woman was being physically abused by her husband, beaten up, and after that was over, you saw him go to bed, and after he was asleep, she got a gun, and the end of the vignette was her walking down the hall with a gun in her hand, and that was a definite no-no. The other case was where the woman was being physically assaulted, and during the course of the assault, she picked up a gun and used it, and that was justifiable use of deadly force. But the point is that if you're not in immediate threat and you've had time to plan this and have a plan and intent and patience to work it out, you're probably going to be accused of assault with a deadly weapon and murder, because it's murder in the first degree, because you planned this out. So you got to be careful, and we don't want women becoming victims in this system.
In other words, David, if a woman takes revenge, she could be arrested as an aggressor.
That's right. And the tables can be turned on her very quickly. And so the point is, if you've got to be in immediate danger if you're going to use a gun. And so the best thing, I guess, is just not to take the law into your own hands, and let's let the law take care of this. And the last thing we want to see is one of these victims become a victim of the legal system as well.
David, what about some numbers if someone wants to call and get information?
Well, they can do that. We're more than willing to talk with someone about their situation, and we're going to talk next week about having a plan, and that's the best thing to do. Have a course of action in mind. Don't just take the abuse, but have something in mind. And you can call us at Safe Place anytime, 24 hours. We have a 24-hour hotline. That number is 765-4044. That's 765-4044. And remember, stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you. Thanks for listening.